I'm reading out of the American Standard. I'm going to read you through what we've covered. Psalms 105. Oh, give thanks to the Lord and call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing to Him. Sing praises to Him. Speak of all His wonders. Glory His holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face continually. Remember His wonders which He have done, His marvels and the judgments uttered by His mouth. O seed of Abraham, His servant, O sons of Jacob, His chosen ones, He is the Lord our God, His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered His covenant forever, the word which He commanded 1,000 generations, the covenant which He made with Abraham, His oath with Isaac. Then He confirmed it to Jacob for a statue and to Israel as an everlasting covenant, saying, To you I will gather give the land of Canaan as a portion of your inheritance. And when they were only a few in number, very few and strangers in it, and they wandered about from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another people, He permitted no man to oppress them. And He reproved kings for their sakes. Do not touch My anointed ones. Do not harm My prophets. He called for a famine upon the land, and He broke the whole staff of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They afflicted his feet with fetters. He himself was laid in irons. Until the time that His word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him, the ruler of the peoples, and set him free, and made him the lord of his house, ruler over all his possessions, to imprison his princes at will, that he might teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt. Thus Jacob sojourned into the land of Ham, and he caused his people to be fruitful, and made them stronger than their adversaries. He turned their heart to hate his people, to deal craftily with his servants. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his wondrous acts among them, miracles in the land of Ham. He sent darkness and made it dark, and they did not rebel against his words. He turned their waters to blood and caused their fish to die, and their land swarmed with frogs, even the chambers of kings. And he spoke, and there came a swarm of flies and gnats in their territory. Our Lord God is mighty and great. He is able to do all things in all ways.